to another world. I beseech thee to listen to the Shapeless Mask podcast. At podcast.shapelessmask.com.
You ready, boys?
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
Talk.
What's up?
This is our Christmas episode, episode 26 of the podcast. Welcome to the podcast, Amber.
I'm a podcast virgin. This is the first time for everything.
Yeah. You know me, I'm EBA.
Hey, I'm Sir Motherpiece.
Yes.
I have a little bit of a voice thing.
So you and I are both sick.
I'm probably not going to talk as much this episode, actually, so I've been doing way too much talking. Yelling at the weirdos. Everybody that comes in and asks for a wee is a weirdo.
Yeah.
Or a wee crazy. A wee bit crazy.
Check us out at podcast.shapelessmask.com.
Mm-hmm.
Check us out at myspace.com/shapelessmaskcast. Check me out at shapelessmask.com. You can check Mr. Pierce out at...
On Wikipedia.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of Wikipedia editing.
Until he gets banned.
No, I ain't banned me.
We'll see.
But I'm trying to add some content to this one page that this other guy keeps erasing when I keep adding.
What are you guys adding?
It's on the page for 1111.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that over Amber's chiming in there.
It's the page for 1111.
Which is?
It's this thing that Jordan Norrie talks about a lot. He thinks he sees 1111 everywhere, and everybody does too. So it's like this weird little cultural phenomenon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really mostly bogus for sure, but nevertheless, it is a cultural phenomenon. Yeah, I mean, they have a whole page on 23, obviously, but this guy seems to think that 1111 does not rank.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
So you can email us at this little thing we have right here. Ding, ding, ding.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
And, sir, we're going to start off with a song, a little Christmas song.
Do you have any, spoof Christmas songs?
Yes.
Spoofs on, 12 Days of Christmas?
I think we have a few of those, actually.
Well, pick one of those.
We didn't play the Twin Peaks 12 Days of Christmas.
I can't remember what we played. I'm pretty sure we haven't played that one.
Yeah, let's do Twin Peaks, the 12 Days of Christmas.
Have
you ever watched Twin Peaks?
No, I've never watched Twin Peaks.
Yeah, me neither, but, I could still at least somewhat appreciate it. So check it out.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two secret diaries
and a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three possessed souls, two secret diaries
and a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
Diane, on the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four talking logs,
three possessed souls, two secret diaries,
and a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five jelly donuts.
Four talking logs,
three possessed souls,
two secret diaries,
and a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the sixth day of Christmas,
my sweetheart gave to me six fish in a percolator,
five jelly donuts,
four talking logs,
three possessed souls,
two secret diaries,
and a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven one-armed men,
six fish in a percolator,
five jelly donuts.
4 talking logs,
3 possessed souls,
2 secret diaries,
and a body, dead, wrapped in plastic.
Diane, on the 8th day of Christmas, I had a strange dream. 8 dancing midgets.
7 one-armed men.
6 fish in a percolator.
5 jelly donuts! Sorry, oops.
4 talking logs.
3 possessed souls.
2 secret diaries.
And a body, dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the 9th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 9 owls lurking.
8 dancing midgets.
7 one-armed men.
6 fish in a percolator.
5 jelly donuts.
4 talking logs.
3 possessed souls.
2 secret diaries.
And a body, dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 drooling Leos.
9 owls lurking.
8 dancing midgets.
7 one-armed men.
6 fish in a percolator.
5 jelly donuts.
4 talking logs.
3 possessed souls.
2 secret diaries.
And a body, dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 cherry pies.
10 drooling Leos.
9 owls lurking.
8 dancing midgets.
7 one-armed men.
6 fish in a percolator.
5 jelly donuts.
4 talking logs.
3 possessed souls.
2 secret diaries.
And a body, dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my sweetheart gave to me 12 cups of coffee,
11 cherry pies,
10 drooling Leos,
9 owls lurking,
8 dancing midgets,
7 one-armed men,
6 fish in a percolator,
5 dozen donuts,
what?
4 talking logs,
3 possessed souls,
2 secret diaries,
and a body, dead, wrapped in plastic.
Amen. Amen.
Time for this week's sponsor, which this week, deviating from the norm, we actually, this week's show is brought to us by Woodland Samplers.
Cool.
No, we need to keep the top over here, so we've got the little guide to what we're about to eat.
Where's the guide?
Nah, just, it's a Whitman sampler. It's all good.
No, it's not.
No, I want to see the sheet.
Trust me, I'm like
I'm
half
weird like that.
The other half you can eat.
Hey, we'll share it.
I can't read that. I don't want nothing with almonds. I don't want nothing with coconut. I don't want any pecans. I don't want any molasses too. I don't want any almond nougat. I don't want any cashew cluster. You should ask Sam. Putting all these nuts in here. I have a cherry cordial. Camera's real chewy.
Oh, somebody got the cashew cluster.
That's okay.
There's another layer. I get the next one.
Enjoy these throughout the podcast. Also, this is a Christmas episode. Here's my Christmas present to Mr. Pierce.
Oh, yeah?
For real?
For real?
For real.
Oh, you didn't get anything.
Well.
Just kidding.
It's a redheaded stepchild, isn't it?
It's a, it's obviously a DVD.
No, it's box. Lingerie. It's lingerie.
I just want to describe it. And it's wrapped in, I think I remember this left from last year.
I bought this.
Yeah. Oh man, look at
that. It's a DVD, huh?
That's cool, man. Lady Vengeance.
The sequel, not sequel, to Old Boy.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna go watch it now.
How are you now? Okay.
After being blackmailed and wrongly imprisoned for 13 years. This sounds like Old Boy.
Mm-hmm.
It was got commentary too.
You guys are
all like, Chow,
you racist bastard.
That's fine, that's my Korean impression.
Movie reviews for movies we've never seen.
Cool. Let's review Lady Vengeance.
That's not a bad idea.
10 stars.
Aragon. Anybody seen it?
No.
I don't even know who's in it. If you tell me who's in it, then I can base my stars off.
I know Jeremy Irons is.
Yeah, and I know John Malkovich is.
Is he?
I give it an 8.
He plays the bad guy.
Oh, I definitely give it an 8.
And he plays a campy bad guy. In this adaptation
In Being John Malkovich?
In this, he's not the bad guy.
I'm just kidding.
In this adaptation of the popular novel by Christopher Paolini, I guess, a young farm boy happens upon a dragon's egg and discovers that he's the last in the line of dragon riders who can save his homeland from an evil king.
Cool.
Sounds like some really crappy video games I've seen.
Like Aragorn.
Or Eye of the Dragon. That was a really crappy video game.
Even better if he like was riding around on a flying ostrich.
That would have been awesome.
On like a bunch of platforms.
Or Chocobo.
Getting smaller and smaller, yeah. And revealing lava.
I love that game. I almost got it on Game Boy.
No, a classic game you actually like?
Up that one.
Wow. With the 5 stars.
I'm going to say 5. I'm not really into that kind of genre anyway.
Yeah, you are.
Not really.
You're into the whole Harry Potter genre, and that's what
it's
roundly compared to Harry Potter numerous times. Ugh. Well, for one thing, it's a mythical child's novel.
Yeah, but Harry Potter takes place in the modern world, and that makes a huge difference. Mm. And plus, it's a boarding school, and that's boarding school stories are a genuine genre unto themselves.
Mm.
The magic part is peripheral to the boarding school part.
What do you guys think about Deja Vu?
Denzel Washington, right?
Yeah, what do you guys think about Deja Vu?
I've already seen it. Not yet, yeah.
Oh, okay. The Pursuit of Happiness. Evicted from his apartment, his son now in custody, and hanging on by a shoestring budget to his sales job, Chris Gardner, played by Will Smith, struggles to find a better life for his family.
Whatever.
Really?
There's no juicy thing that makes me want to grab on
a second. He's supposed to be like a genius, and it's based on a true story.
Well, see, they should put that stuff in there. Because, I mean, I'm just going off what... I've never heard of it ever. And that blurb was so very vanilla. Yeah. So, but what you said intrigued me.
Yeah.
I mean, they should get you to write that shit. 8. So I'm going to give it 7. What about you, Amber?
I'm going to go with probably 8.
What about you, Amber?
I'd give it a 4.
Seriously?
Okay, last but not least, we have The Nativity Story, which is rated PG for some reason. The familiar biblical tale... I'm not familiar with this one, are you? About the birth of Jesus comes to the big screen with a modern twist. Keisha Castle Hughes, who was Oscar nominated for her role in Whale Rider, plays Mary.
Weird.
Which part?
The whole her playing Mary.
Wow. I thought it was weird that they made a movie like about, you know, that. Like I think this will have a less surprising ending than Titanic.
Is it like straight from the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like the bookend of the Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, I'm not.
In fact, I predict it will be sold as a dual pack one day.
I'm pretty skeptical of the way that we present that story, and I suspect they're just going to present it the same way we always present it.
Yeah.
I don't think.
They always leave out that bar fight scene between Joseph and those sailors.
Well, I just suspect that Jesus' family was probably a little bit more well off than we give them credit for.
I don't think it was ever insinuated that they were poor.
Well, exactly. In the Bible, it's really not. But the popular story that has come out from that made it look that way, I think. I mean, they're sleeping in a damn barn.
I thought it was because there was no room.
Yeah.
I think you're right that it probably, I can see it being sold as a dual set with The Passion of the Christ, depending on how well it performs in the theaters.
Well, it matters.
It's probably not the same studio.
So? Well, you know, Walmart does that shit.
I don't think Walmart really. I think if you look at the bundle packs, they're always going to be from the same studio.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So is that it for the movies?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Let's play another song.
All right.
I'm going to go ahead and play Run DMC, Christmas in
Hollywood. There you go. Is this the one from Die Hard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Chilling with his dog at the park. I trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, snow white so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of Jarrell's. Like each and every year we bust Christmas carols. Christmas carols.
Chipmunks roasting on an open fire, hot sauce dripping from their toes, Yuletide squirrels fresh filleted by the choir. They poked hot skewers through their nose. Everybody knows some pepper and a garlic clove help to make them seasoned right. Tiny rats with a crisp golden coat will really hit the spot tonight. And now when Santa sees his train, there'll be some homemade chipmunk jerky for his sleigh.
Hey, look at that!
And every hungry child is gonna spy.
To see chipmunks really sing when they cry.
And so I'm brushing on some honey glaze to keep them crisp and juicy too. Let's hope they get served many times, many ways. Tasty chipmunks, good food.
On that, Mr. Cole.
Yes, sir, Mr. Sevilla.
Would you mind handing me the barbecue sauce? I am starved.
Oh, no problem, Dave. And listen, you best be having two of them drumsticks because they're oh so tiny and ain't much meat upon them.
What about animal rights, Dave?
Put a sock in it, Melvin. You know, for years people said you overrated hamsters were my meal ticket. Now I guess you could just say, you're my meal.
That's a good one, Dave. I always knew you was the funny one in the group.
Damn straight.
And so I'm offering some recipes. From chipmunk pie to chipmunk stew. I'm not really sad that it ended this way. Furry chipmunks, screw you.
Did you hear that, Melvin? Melvin? Melvin!
Why, I'm sorry, Dave. Did you want Melvin? There's plenty of Thagador left, though.
This week's game.
Okay, what we're doing, our game,
this week is
food additive or turntablist.
Okay.
As in, Bicky Bicky DJ guy. A lot of these have DJ in front of them, and I looked it off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It makes it kind of obvious.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some of these are easy, some of these are not. Polycore.
How do you spell it?
P-O-L-Y-C-O-R-E.
That's a food additive.
I'll say a turntablist.
It's a food additive.
Okay.
Filmatic.
That sounds a little bit too much like a food additive. How do you spell it?
F-I-L-L-M-A-T-I-C.
I'm going to say a turntablist.
I'm going to say a turntablist.
That is a turntablist. Crocin. C-R-O-C-I-N.
Food additive.
Food additive? Yeah. Yes, that's correct. It's a food additive.
Pretty much anything with C-I-N on the end is going to be food additive, I think.
You think? Okay. Prozico. P-R-O-Z-I-K-O.
I think that's a turntablist.
Turntablist.
That is a turntablist. You guys are good.
Thanks.
Mumijo. U-M-I-J-O.
I'm going to say turntablist.
I'm going to be different and say food additive.
It's a food additive.
That way we're even now.
What is it?
I don't know. It's a food additive.
Okay.
Who knows what any of these food additives are? They're just mystery things that get stuck in to control our minds. Yoga frog.
Yoga frog?
Yoga frog.
Turntablist.
I think it's food additive.
It's a turntablist. Zine. Z-E-I-N. Or Zine.
Microsoft handheld. MP3 player, isn't it? what is it?
Z-E-I-N. Zane, Zine, Zine.
Turntablist.
I think it's turntablist.
It's a food additive.
I knew it.
No, you didn't.
Well, I thought, you know, if he doesn't know actually how to pronounce it, it's probably not a turntablist.
Kefir or kefir. Kefir.
Turntablist.
K-E-F-I-R.
Like Kiefer Sutherland?
Yeah, without the I.
I'm going to say turntablist.
I'll say food additive.
That is a turntablist. You guys are going to get tied. Descry. D-E-S-C-R-Y.
Turntablist.
I'm going to say, what'd you say?
I'm not going to tell you. He knows.
I don't remember.
I think she said turntablist.
Yes, I did.
So I'm going to say food additive.
That's turntablist.
Yeah.
So I'm back in the lead?
Barely. Mm-hmm.
Dextrin. D-X-T-R-I-N.
Food additive.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Sure?
Unless there's a turntablist that just happens to be named after a food additive.
Yeah, it's a food additive. Kialah. K-I-A-L-A-H. I'm assuming it's how it's
pronounced. I'm going to say DJ.
I'm going to say food additive.
That is a turntablist. You guys are tied again. Mazadius.
How do you spell that?
M-A-Z-Z-A-D-I-U-S.
Turntable.
It's definitely not a food additive. Turntables.
And you said turntables?
Yes.
Okay, it is turntables, yes. Papain. P-A-P-A-I-N.
Food additive.
You're so certain.
Nah, that's definitely not a food additive. I'm going to say DJ.
That's a food additive. Kel-Tec. K-E-L-T-E-C-H.
Food additive.
I'll say other.
Say other? And you said food additive?
Yep.
It's a turntablist.
Yeah.
Whoever loses a point.
Oh, dear.
So we're tied again.
We're tied?
No, you know what? I'm just going to give you a point.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to figure out how to unscratch things off. That's all I have to do.
Thanks for the point.
Charon. C-H-A-R-O-N. Or maybe Charon or Charon.
Charon. It's one of the moons of Pluto. Duh.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, Charon.
So it's definitely not a food additive. Might be a DJ.
So
it's definitely other.
What's your answer?
I think I'm gonna go with other on that.
Turntablist.
Turntablist. Mr. Pierce is right.
Oh,
what a burn!
So what is it?
It's actually the ferryman of Hades, the Greek god.
Yeah, that's what Pluto is.
Good job, even Mr. See, I would never. I picked out the Greek god of Hades. I didn't know there was a planet named.
Yeah, Pluto's the.
Or not Pluto. I mean, not a planet, but a moon.
Yeah, but Pluto. It's related to Pluto because Pluto's the Roman name for Hades.
Sure.
I think.
Motive. M-O-T-I-V, with no E on the end of it.
Turntablist.
Food additive.
That's a turntablist. 5-nitro. The number 5, N-I-T-R-O.
Yeah, it's a
turntablist.
It's a food additive. Polyvinyl pyro. P-O-L-Y-V-I-N-Y-L-P-Y-R-R-O.
Doesn't really sound like something you'd want to put in food.
What?
I'll say turntablist.
Yeah, the vinyl is kind of...
a giveaway.
But They could put vinyl in food, maybe. Polyvinyl.
I wouldn't want to eat it.
What's the last bit?
Pyro. Like pyrotechnics.
Yeah.
Pyromaniac.
I'm going to say food additive.
It's a food additive.
Oh my God.
I was like, what the fuck? I was like, that's an awesome DJ name. Polyvinyl Pyro? Why isn't our DJ name that? Anyway, Mr. Pierce stole it with 17. You were doing really good. You were right there with him until he got that at 1. So you had 12.
Next.
So you actually, always, if he hadn't done that, you would have been tied.
There's next week. There's always next week.
No, there's not next week. Oh, yeah, speaking of which, there's not next week. Mr. Pierce may do one on his own, or we may put up an outtakes cast, but I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be out of town for probably 3 weeks. I'm not going to be doing a podcast. So.
Play the John Lennon, Yoko Ono one. So this is Christmas.
Okay.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. And you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas. So happy Christmas. Fall back and forth white. The yellow and red ones. Let's stop all the violence. Merry, Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. Let's
history.
You want to do Christmas?
Sure, why not? That might be interesting. I wonder if there's any plane crashes.
Only if we're lucky.
Boy, I bet those words have never been uttered before. You know, many plane crashes? Only if we're lucky.
I think Pan Am 103 was like the day before Christmas or 2 days before Christmas.
Technically not Christmas, so
yeah.
Come on. You'll fight?
In 1643, Christmas Island was discovered and named by Captain William Miners of the East India Ship Company. It's pretty weird that he found it on Christmas Day, what with it being called Christmas Island and all.
Yeah, that is pretty neat. And hey, without Christmas Island, we wouldn't have Goatsy. I'm serious! You understand why I say that, right?
Vaguely.
The .cx domain name is the designation for Christmas Island.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't make that shit up.
Do you know Gutsy?
No, I do not.
That's good. You're lucky.
No, we need to go to here.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, here, real quick.
No.
It sounds painful.
So in
That's not painful.
No, don't do it.
Come on. Christmas goatsy.
You're supposed to surprise her.
Please, no pictures of me.
Oh, this is great. Got it. Let me have to be happy.
Okay. Enough.
Oh, that's great.
That is wrong on so many different levels.
Okay. We've never actually goatsied anybody on their podcast before.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, I guess. Kind of weird.
I bet you've never seen anything like that before, have you?
No. That falls into the category of hell no.
Sorry. Merry Christmas, Gutsy, wherever you are. Godspeed.
So, 1776, George Washington and his army crossed the Delaware River to attack the Hessian mercenaries in Trenton, New Jersey. In 1868, U.S. President Andrew Johnson grants unconditional pardon to all Civil War Confederate soldiers.
On Christmas Day?
Yeah. It's a good Christmas present.
That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I did have a grandmother that was one of the Daughters of the Confederacy Convention one time. She took me to when I was real little.
So that was like the plan, basically?
I don't know. I never really caught a full glimpse of it, I guess you could say.
She was in the plan.
So the day she died, she still referred to black people as those colors. That's my grandmother was one of the women who survived as an adult through the Depression. My grandparents were 40 and 41 when my mom was adopted as an infant in 1953. So it was like I was raised by someone who was raised by somebody from a different generation, rather than just one generation separating. It was almost like two.
Wow.
And my mom waited to have me, so my grandfather recently passed away at 96.
Wow.
So I'm raised.
4 years shy of making it.
Yeah.
On to Blurred Scott.
Hmm. All right. In 1973, ARPANET crashes when a programming bug causes all ARPANET traffic to be routed through the server at Harvard University, causing the server to blow up.
Man.
Pretty cool, huh? In 1991, Mikhail Gorbachev resigns as president of the Soviet Union.
Woohoo!
Next day,
some weird shit happened on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I remember that. Next day, the Soviet Union dissolved.
Into a big mass of individual...
And I think it became Europe. Something like
that. Yeah.
And, in 2004, the Cassini orbiter releases the Huygens probe, which successfully landed on Saturn's moon Titan on January 14th. So, come January 14th, I'll be sure to mention that again. So, Merry Christmas.
Yay! Well, that was this week in history.
Do you want to hear the births?
Yay!
Oh, who was born?
Jesus.
Oh, how about that? Okay. I'm going to play one of my favorite Christmas songs. This is John Williams. It's from the soundtrack to Home Alone, and it's actually a really nice song. It's one of my only favorite new Christmas songs. It's really nice. It's called Somewhere in My Memory. Thank you. Oh, yes. Charlotte Church with Ave Maria. Very nice.
The advice column.
So my friend told me for Xmas that she's getting those M&Ms where you, like, personalize them. Yeah. I'm not really close with her, but I'm still getting them. Should I get her something? Something that will get her to fuck me? Like, if so, what and from where?
That's like... I just... The direction that, like, veered off into... was kind of like, what?
Not M&Ms.
Yeah, unless you're getting a green one that say fuck me on them.
I was going to say, don't forget the green ones. Yeah. And you took the words right out of my mouth.
I took the green ones right out of your mouth. So you're getting them the M&Ms then?
No. That's a tough question. We've got to think from the standpoint of a teenager, right?
So you're a girl.
Well, you never know.
Of a woman variety type of girl thing.
Yes. I was a boy.
What's an item that a guy can buy that can get him to fuck you?
There's not.
There's just so much.
Just so hard to choose.
No. There's a lot more words involved. A lot more.
Well, not for this guy. He thinks he just buys something. That's it. Maybe that's a. Yeah, that's his problem.
Yeah, he needs to get schooled. He really does.
Buy her some class from yourself. Didn't really work, but you know what I'm saying. The message is there.
Yeah, lingerie wouldn't be a step in the right. It would not be a foul step to take. That would be a step in the right direction. Yes,
especially if he wears it.
His and hers. That'd be good.
Any advice, Mr. Pierce?
Maybe Skittles.
Do you have any experience in
Skittles?
This? Buying items that
Skittles usually does it.
Really? I'll write that down.
Yeah.
Skittles.
The green one? Or is that just work for him?
No, I like the red ones. Okay. How many times a day is too much masturbating? I need to know from my mom, who thinks I'm crazy.
Well, this guy should have given us a point of reference. Like, is 10 too much?
And also, masturbating in front of your mom, not really something you should be doing.
You should ask her. Maybe she'll know the answer.
Yeah, ask her every time she does. You know, for a frame of reference. I'd be like, Mom, how many times do you rub one out? Just on a regular basis, two, three times a day.
I've never heard it practice like that before. Oh, I've heard
Bill the clam.
Flip the bean.
Flip the bean, yes. Flip the bean, yeah.
Bummer.
Any advice?
Yeah, more.
More.
I would say if it's more than morning, noon, and night, then you got a problem.
More than what?
More than one when you wake up, one in the middle of the day, and one before you go to sleep.
So three times a day?
Anything more than three times a day is too much.
Okay.
For me, it's pretty much any time I'm at church. What?
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding.
I know you are, but still. That's a mental picture that carried me for a long time.
Sweet dreams. Merry Christmas.
All right.
Sweet? I don't think so.
So... anyway, hey, how can adults tell kids that Santa's not real when he's not? Isn't that a lie that will make children distrust their parents in age? Probably,
and how many times has this been failed English?
Is he saying that Santa is real and that telling him he's not is the lie?
No.
He's just saying that Santa isn't real.
Correct.
Wait a minute, Santa's not real?
You think of Satan.
That's right. Satan's real. Yeah, you should tell your children that Santa's not real, but Satan is coming to visit us this Christmas Eve. Pack your bags. a lot of parents debate about that. They think there are a lot of people who think the whole Santa thing is dishonest. I don't know.
Probably is.
Did you grow up with Santa Claus?
I stopped believing in Santa Claus really, really late compared to some kids. I want to say
13.
9 or so. 8 or 9. Maybe 10.
What a dork.
I was like 23, 24. I was at the mall. And I was like, hey, that beard's fake. I'm getting off your lap right now.
Did you hear about that guy at Disney that got kicked out? Because he looked too much like Santa Claus?
What?
He looks like Santa Claus. And they asked him to leave because they didn't want... because people were going up to him, asking for his picture and stuff. that there's a real Santa Claus. They consider Santa Claus to be a Disney character, and you're not allowed to dress up as Disney characters on Disney.
Since when are you not allowed to dress up as Disney characters at Disney World? I mean, don't they sell stuff that lets you dress up as Disney characters in Disney World? Like the Musketeer ears?
That's different, but you know, going all out. You know, actually,
was growing, he wearing like? I think he was wearing like a red suit with white fur.
I think he had like red. He just had a red shirt on with suspenders, but he does look like Santa Claus.
Really?
He's got the
he
white.
Should so totally sue.
That'd be the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. Here, play the song.
Okay.
Well, we can play that Peanuts Christmas song.
There you go. Yeah, because we just watched Royal Tenenbaums. Well, I did.
What does the Royal Tenenbaums have to do with the Peanuts?
They use one of the Christmas songs in that movie. Or it was after you left, though. So you didn't watch the whole thing
ever? I couldn't take it anymore.
Which is weird because it's so much like The Sims. So, because they never change their clothes.
They you know live, what? I never
all,
noticed that.
They all live in a house and they never seem to leave it. Everything, their whole lives center around this one house.
Straws.
Jack said we should work together.
Three of a kind.
Birds of a feather. Now and forever.
La 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 la.
A better plan to catch this big red lobster man. Let's pop him in a boiling pot, and when he's done, we'll butter him up.
Kidnap the Santa Claus, throw him in a box. Bury him for 90 years, then see if he talks.
Then Mr. Oogie Boogie Man.
man can take the whole thing over then. You'll be so pleased, I do declare, that he will cook it rare. Say that we take a cannon, aim it at his door, and then knock three times, and when he answers, Sandy Claus will be no more.
You're so stupid. Think now, if we blow him up to smithereens, we may lose some pieces, and then Jack will beat us black and green.
Kidnap the Sandy Claus, tie him in a bag, throw him in the ocean, then see if he is sad. Because Mr. Oogie Boogie is the meanest guy around. If I were on his boogie list, I'd get out of town.
Pleased by our success, that he'll reward us too, I'll bet.
Perhaps he'll make his special brew, our saving spider's food.
We're his little henchmen, and we take our job with pride. We do our best to please him and stay on his good side.
I wish my cohorts weren't so dumb.
I'm not the dumb one. You're no fun.
Shut up!
Make me!
I've got something. Listen now! This one is real good, you'll see. We'll send a present to his door. Upon there'll be a note to read. Now in the box we'll wait and hide until his curiosity
entices him to look inside, and then we'll have him 1, 2, 3.
Kidnap the Sandy Claus, beat him with a stick, lock him up for 90 years, see what makes him tick. Kidnap the Sandy Claus, chop him into bits, Mr. Oogie Boogie is sure to get his kicks. Kidnap the Sandy Claus, see what we will see, lock them in the cage and then throw away the key.
Well, this is Mr. Pierce's favorite segment, the Book of Horrible Questions, which, as the name implies, is a book of horrible questions. For $5,000, empty a garbage pail, lift it up, and chug the liquid contents at the bottom.
No.
$5,000. Oh, hell yeah.
That would probably be a $5,000 hospital bill waiting to
happen.
What?
It's mostly just water.
Or it could be chicken drippings.
So?
But you'd have to drink the entire contents before you spew.
What? Make it even easier to throw up?
Are you still considering that?
You wouldn't vomit for $5,000?
I would vomit for $5,000. I don't command that.
How about $50,000? Bite the head off of a disease-free bat, chew, and swallow it.
Ozzy!
Bat?
Bat.
No.
For $50,000, yeah.
50?
Yeah, 50.
Oh.
50.
Yeah.
It really, it's all a frame of reference on how broke you are when these questions
are
asked.
Yeah, let's ask Bill Gates now.
Yeah.
Bill Gates would say no to picking gum off a shoe.
Yeah.
But if you're as broke as I am...
Well, some of these don't have price values. Like this one. What if you could live forever, but to do so, your parents would have to die painfully?
No.
I don't want to live forever.
Seriously. Haven't you seen Highlander?
They didn't say you would be a Highlander. Okay. For $250,000, you must strangle your pet to death with your bare hands.
No way. No way.
How much?
$250,000.
Oh, yeah. $50,000. Heck yeah.
For $500,000, you must strangle your pet to death with your bare hands while holding them inches away from your face, eye to eye.
No.
Sure. That'd make it more fun.
Shit. For $250, pick up your pet's shit with your bare hands. For $250.
I've done it for free.
Yeah. Pretty much everyone has it.
Yeah.
This is one of those that gets progressively worse.
Okay.
I would for $250.
$500, except you, same as above, except you must squeeze it as hard as you can.
Yeah.
I've done it for free.
Okay. I have, not on purpose, but I've stepped on it plenty of times. Okay. $5,000. You must pick up your pet's shit, squeeze it as hard as you can, and you must wipe a generous helping of it on your nose and leave it there for an hour.
No.
For $5,000.
I'll take the other one. Or you just squeeze it. I'll just invest that in Nintendo stock.
Oh, okay.
For $5,000?
Yeah. For an hour.
For just a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
It can be smaller for an hour. But then, yeah, you get used to that after a couple months. Might get a little grossed out, though. Yeah. Same as above. You must spread. You must pick it up, squeeze it, put it on your nose for an hour, but you must spend the hour having dinner in a crowded restaurant.
Oh, no. I mean...
For $10,000?
Yeah. I
wouldn't. Really?
No.
That's fine.
For $50,000, you must pick up the shit, squeeze it, wipe it on your nose, spend an hour in the restaurant, and then you must complain to the waiter that your food tastes like shit.
I'd watch you do it. That'd be funny.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, I'd pay to watch somebody do that. But no, that would be taking it too far.
Speaking of taking it too far, that's the last one we'll do. For $10 million, put a litter of puppies or kittens into a trash compactor, then send a photo of you with their squished little bodies to your local newspaper for $10 million.
Okay, $10 million, yeah.
I wouldn't.
Oh, the poor little puppies. You could buy more puppies with $10 million. You could buy litter after litter of puppies with $10 million.
And then you could squish them all and then continuously millions and millions of dollars.
I'm going into Sinland.
You have to get
into
the pyramid scheme in the top, you know?
Let's hear more.
Oh, okay.
I'm liking this.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's steer away from pets and shit, though.
Okay, a crazed man has a gun. Imagine a crazed lunatic. Now imagine the same crazed lunatic holding a loaded gun to your head with one bullet left. And right now it's got your name on it. You can either take the bullet or direct it at your 70-year-old mother or your 72-year-old father. They plead with you. They have lived a full life, and either would seemingly prefer taking the bullet. Which will it be, you or them?
Horrible question.
Well, it is a book of horrible questions, so yeah.
Okay, well, if they want it, then that's cool.
Hey, that can happen. Wow.
Okay.
Are they both
they've lived a long life.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So you guys would go along then?
They're like in their 50s now.
You're going to hell.
Dead.
Okay. Speaking of parents, for $10,000, you for father and you for mother, would you French kiss your mother or your mom in public? Or
how much?
For $10,000?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Your mom's that hot?
She's pretty. She's my mom, though, you know, but it's 10,000 bucks.
Would your mom allow you to?
Would you, how about your mom? Would you kiss your mom?
No. I wouldn't kiss my mom on the cheek right now.
For $20,000, same as above, except that you can't explain why you did it.
Oh, that's fine. I wasn't going to anyway.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, all right. That's just the opener. You ready? $250,000. Stand in front of your parents' bed with the lights on and watch them have sex until orgasm. You're going to do that anyway, aren't you?
How much?
For $250,000.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. I'll do it.
It's not an option for me.
But
yeah. That's okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Let's keep on with those parent questions.
Are you serious? Okay, for $400,000, stand in front of your parents' bed with the lights on and watch your mother give your father a blowjob.
That would be easier to watch than them actually having sex until fruition.
Really? Okay. For $1,000,000, stand in front of your parents' bed with the lights on and watch your father have anal sex with your mother. $250,000 bonus if you attempt to masturbate while this is taking place.
Sure, why not?
You're a sick freak.
I didn't write this book.
No. I'm saying you would be a sick freak. You could actually get hard while watching.
All right. We're done with that.
We're done with the parents. Our parents obviously had sex at one point in time, but let's just not think about actually watching it while in an act. That's kind of grody.
So we're playing another song? Mm-hmm. I'm going to play another one of my favorite Christmas songs. This is an actual legitimate Christmas song. So that's it. But it's a really nice one. It's not a very famous song. You ever heard Mary's Boy Child? You ever heard that one?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually pretty nice.
I'll probably know it. I'll probably recognize it once I hear it.
It's not one of the more known Christmas songs. This is Harry Belafonte with Mary's Boy Child.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing, listen what they say. that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. While shepherds watch their flock by night, them see a bright new shining star. Them hear a choir sing, the music seem to come from afar. Now Joseph and his wife Mary come to Bethlehem that night. Them find no place to born she child, not a single room was in sight. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing, listen what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. By and by they find a little nook in a stable all forlorn, and in a manger cold and dark Mary's little boy was born. Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing, listen what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
The guest spot.
I've never been much for guidebooks, so when traveling abroad, my first question usually relates to barnyard animals. What do your roosters say is a good icebreaker, as every country has its own unique interpretation. Grecian roosters crow Kyriaki, and in France they scream Cocorico, which sounds like an order for one of those horrible pre-mixed cocktails with a pirate on the label. When told that an American rooster says cock-a-doodle-doo, my hosts look at me with disbelief and pity. When do you open your Christmas presents is another good question, as I think it explains a lot about national character. In France and Germany, gifts are exchanged on Christmas Eve, while in Holland, the children open their presents on December 6th, which is nationally celebrated as St. Nicholas Day. It sounded sort of quaint until I spoke to a man named Oscar, who filled me in on a few of the details as we walked from my hotel to the Amsterdam train station. Unlike the jolly, obese American Santa, St. Nicholas is painfully thin and dresses not unlike the Pope, topping his robes with a tall hat resembling an embroidered tea cozy. The outfit, I was told, is a carryover from his former career when he served as the Bishop of Turkey. I'm sorry, I said, but could you repeat that? One doesn't want to be too much of a cultural chauvinist, but this seemed completely wrong to me. for starters, Santa didn't used to do anything. He's not retired, and more importantly, he has nothing to do with Turkey. It's too dangerous there, and the people wouldn't appreciate him. When asked how he got from Turkey to the North Pole, Oscar told me with complete conviction that St. Nicholas currently resides in Spain, which again is simply not true. While our Santa flies in on a sled, the Dutch version arrives by boat and then transfers to a white horse. The event is televised, and great crowds gather at the waterfront to greet him. I'm not sure if there's a set date, but he generally docks in late November and spends a few weeks hanging out and asking people what they want. Is it just him alone, I asked, or does he come with some backup? Oscar's English was close to perfect, but he seemed thrown by a term normally reserved for police reinforcement. Helpers, I said. Does he have any elves? Maybe I'm just overly sensitive, but I couldn't help but feel personally insulted when Oscar denounced the very idea as, quote, grotesque and unrealistic. Elves, he said. They're just so silly. The words silly and unrealistic were redefined when I learned that St. Nicholas travels with what was consistently described as 6 to 8 black men. I asked several Dutch people to narrow it down, but none of them could give me an exact number. It was always 6 to 8, which seemed strange considering they've had hundreds of years to get a decent head count. The 6 to 8 black men were characterized as personal slaves until the mid-1950s, when the political climate changed and it was decided that instead of being slaves, they were just good friends. I think history has proven that something usually comes between slavery and friendship. A period of time marked not by cookies and quiet hours beside the fire, but by bloodshed and mutual hostility. They have such violence in Holland, but rather than duking it out amongst one another, Santa and the former slaves decided to take it out on the public. In the early years, if a child was naughty, St. Nicholas and the 6 to 8 black men would beat him with what Oscar described as the small branch of a tree. Then, if the youngster was really bad, they'd put him in a sack and take him back to Spain. Wait a minute. St. Nicholas would kick you? Well, not anymore, Oscar said. Now he just pretends to kick you. He considered this to be progressive, but in a way, I think it's almost more perverse than the original punishment. I'm going to hurt you, but not really. While 8 flying reindeer are a hard pill to swallow, our Christmas story remains relatively dull. Santa lives with his wife in a remote polar village and spends one night a year traveling around the world. If you're bad, he leaves you coal. If you're good and live in America, he'll give you just about anything you want. We tell our children to be good and send them off to bed where they lie awake, anticipating their great bounty. A Dutch parent has a decidedly tastier story to relate. Telling his children, listen, you might want to pack a few of your things together before going to bed. The former Bishop of Turkey will be coming tonight, along with 6 to 8 black men. They might put some candy in your shoes, they might stuff you into a sack and take you to Spain, or they might just pretend to kick you. We don't know for sure, but we want you to be prepared. This is the reward for living in Holland. As a child, you get to hear this story, and as an adult, you get to turn around and repeat it. As an added bonus, the government has thrown in legalized drugs and prostitution. So what's not to love about being Dutch?
All I have to say is, wow.
I think I just told Josh's wife to check out the podcast.
Why, Josh?
Well, she'd never listened to it before, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but.
Think you told?
No, I just did. Yeah, she did listen to it, but then her baby started crying.
How much did she listen to?
Just through the scratching.
Oh, cool. That's the best part, anyway. That's the only part people really tune in to hear.
Yeah, Ruthie didn't like it. That's the baby.
She will when she's older.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, especially since we talked about her.
Yep.
She can,
hi,
she
Ruthie.
Can, she
Merry
can
Christmas.
Hello in 20 years, Ruthie.
So
this is a message from the past. Do you want me to ask her what her Santa Claus story is?
I'm sure it's on the Wikipedia. I was actually wanting to read, I couldn't find it. Like, I was kind of curious how the Santa mythology has evolved. Like, I understand the basic crux of the story. Like, this makes sense. You know, a guy traveling around giving presents on Christmas Eve. That makes a certain amount of sense. I don't get the whole, like, how you get to, he has to come in the chimney, and the flying reindeer, and, you know, the whole, like, I mean, just all you these should, elements of the story that...
You should research it.
I know, I couldn't find it. I mean, I found an article on Wikipedia, but it didn't go into the history of how
that
developed over time. Like,
research
what,
it, and
what
then,
contributions, you
and
know,
then, and
made
then add it
that.
To the article.
Oh, maybe.
You're allowed to edit.
The other part is like work and stuff.
Towards the night before Christmas and all through the pad, the Regulus was bawling and gearing like mad. When all of a sudden someone kicked in the door, people dove under the tables who had seen him before. Get a $30 Stacy and a dog's go hat, a Lewis Roth suit and a 45 Gap. And this is
yo,
what he said.
Yo, Mary, what? Who gives a fuck about Saint Nick? Satan with his claws and his devilish gifts. I wish I would catch Santa, tipsy off the whiskey. Climbing down my chimney, a bullet in his head would be the remedy for all my childhood memories. Now what's a tree got to do with nativity? You know the birth of Christ, Mary's son, Messiah to the so-called chosen ones. Now if you really believe in, you got to achieve in. Jeremiah 10 be not the way of the heathen who goes in the forest, cuts down a tree. Bring it back home and treat it like it's family. You give it presents, drape it in gold, incorporated with some white devil from the North Pole. Ho ho hoes is what we seem to be, and a bottle of rum to drink away the memory. I hope Santa catch a cap like a Kennedy. I'm the original Grinch from now till infinity. I hope Santa catch a cap like a Kennedy. Who got God for all my childhood memories? Buck Santa,
say what?
Buck Santa, I really wish I would catch it coming through my hood. It's on sight. The moment I see Rudolph's red light, I'ma blast and silence the night, nigga. Buck Santa, say what? Buck Santa,
louder.
Buck Santa,
louder.
Buck Santa,
say what?
Buck Santa,
yeah.
Buck Santa, I really wish I would catch it coming through my hood. Buck Santa, say what? Buck Santa, I really wish I would catch it coming through my hood. It's on sight. The moment I see Rudolph's red light, I'ma blast the silence tonight, nigga. I got the present for Santa and his reindeers. 9 months pregnant, I aborted baby New Year's. The thanks was given, but Cupid lied. He died on the 4th of July. He was crucified. He and the Easter Bunny, the silly rabbit, lay green eggs cause he was fucking St. Patrick. So all the presidents was very hesitant cause last Memorial Day they killed all they veterans. Buck Santa, say what? Buck Santa, I really wish I would catch him coming through my hood. It's on sight. The moment I see Rudolph's red light, I'ma blast and silence the night, nigga. Buck Santa, say what? Buck Santa, I really wish I would catch him coming through my hood. It's on sight. The moment I see Rudolph's red light, I'ma blast and silence the night, nigga.
I broke my bat on Johnny's head. Somebody snitched on me.
I
hit a frog in sister's bed.
Somebody snitched on me.
I
spilled some ink on mommy's rug. I made Tommy eat a bug.
Bought some gum with a penny slug.
Somebody snitched on me.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
Nothing.
Mommy and Daddy are mad.
Boy, are they mad.
Christmas.
Nothing,
cause I ain't been nothing but bad.
Put a tack on teacher's chair,
somebody stitched on me.
Tied a knot in Susie's hair,
somebody stitched on me.
Did a dance on mommy's plants,
climbed a tree and tore my pants.
Somebody snitched on me.
So
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Santa Claus, somebody snitched on me.
Hey.
He won't come visit me because somebody snitched on me.
Hey.
Next year I'll be going straight. Next year I'll be good, just wait. I'd start now, but it's too late. Somebody snitched on me. So I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Not a darn thing. Mommy and Daddy, I'm mad.
Nothing for Christmas.
Oh, that was Hellblinky?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I saw them play at this little place downtown that used to be a laundromat.
Sector 7G?
Yes.
So, now the weather report.
The weather report.
There are a lot of pages up on my video, so it is good.
A lot of pictures of young girls.
Like...
teenagers.
Pedophile.
Like MySpace pictures. They're not like 11.
Borderline.
11 or 10, like she said, no.
Borderline
like
teenagers.
18, 19, 20.
Yeah.
I don't think that girl is 18 years old. There's no way.
She's got tattoos.
So I've seen 14-year-olds with tattoos before.
You don't really see a lot. It does kind of...
imply.
You know, it's, yeah. So, yeah.
And you know women don't try to do anything to make themselves a candidate than they are.
There's a Xanax meme going on, apparently. There was one picture of some girls kissing.
Ooh, tattoo-ish.
I've seen better pictures of girls kissing on Medicare.
Well, one looks like she wasn't really expecting it.
So there's not much going on. Sketchzilla's down for some reason, so I'm going to have to send a message off to Turbo Ted saying, hey, what's up? But hopefully it's not gone forever.
Yeah.
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 So.
Is that any more weather report or is that pretty?
No, that's it.
Oh, wow, disappointing. Well, then let's play the rest song.
Yeah, it's kind of boring.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a... greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Yeah, that was Perry Logan. The Grinch song. I know I've mentioned this to you before, but since Amber doesn't know, that was actually sung by Thurl Ravenscroft, who was, among other things, the voice of Tony the Tiger. I mean, he's got such a remarkable voice. So, anyway.
Like Billy West.
Yeah.
Mildred reviews the world.
Six is a place.
Pleasantville! Yeah, it's part of The Sims.
Get out of the way.
Yeah, so, Pleasantville. I don't actually like that one very much.
Oh, are there other choices? Can we start a new city?
Yeah, you can create a new one.
Ooh, wee!
I'm a city populated entirely by, like, serial rapists.
I do have a serial killer family right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got one of my Sims to the top of the natural scientist profession. And because of that, she has this cow plant. It's like a morph between a Holstein cow and the plant from Little Shop of Horrors. And it has a piece of birthday cake with a candle on it and all hanging out of its mouth to lure its victims. And then,
if you saw a giant cow plant, you know, you wouldn't hesitate to approach it if it had cake hanging out of its mouth.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know me too well.
But the nannies are the ones that seem to be the most susceptible and the nosiest. They want to get into they're old and they're stupid. But
old people are always susceptible to giant cow plants, which eat people.
Yeah, the little kids and nannies and I killed one mate off, and it helps my Sims live longer. But
I remember that being Clue, like a cow plant.
Clue?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in Clue 2.
The sequel. Sucks.
The cow plant?
Yes.
But back to my little scenario. I got one of my other Sims in that same household to the top of the paranormal profession, whereas he can call the Grim Reaper and pay off the Grim Reaper to bring people back that he's drank.
You mean people back that aren't on the lot?
Correct.
Yeah.
Anybody that has died on that lot or is related to somebody that lives on that lot can be brought back to life. But
two words: zombie horde.
I would like to create a zombie. Yeah, yeah. I don't
see a zombie. I've never seen a zombie.
I'd really like to see like a sea of festering, bloodthirsty zombies rolling around in the sun. Be fucking awesome.
That would be interesting. I also want to create a werewolf. I've never been able to get.
Never moon a werewolf. Never let a camel give you a blowjob. And never take a Vietnam vet to the swamp for the 4th of July. Thank you. Good night. Enjoy the buffet.
Sorry. So anyway, Somerville. Yeah. Looks like a nice place to live.
Pleasantville,
Somerville, whatever.
Somerville. We should review Somerville, actually.
even though there's two serial killers and...
Yeah, there's now two. Well, I'm actually the serial killer that Sir Mildred Pierce created. I've gotten one of my family of sins to befriend said serial killer. So hopefully
he's the serial killer too. He's also chief of police.
Oh, cool. Well, yeah, I'm trying to lure him over to kill him to get revenge.
How do they kill people? I mean, they actually kill him. I mean,
well, she kills him by the plant. I kill him by locking him in a room that has windows. So you can watch him die, and they just eventually just starve to death in the basement.
Sir Mildred Pierce,
he's got more than one room too, so he can have more than one victim at a time, and keeps him down there. He's even got a fake bookcase that covers up the door.
I tried to learn from Sir Mildred Pierce, and I've fenced off the cow plant, And I've tried to get people to go in there, and then I've removed the gate so they can't get out. But they actually, it was a child that I tried to do that to. I tried to kill off a child. I'm a bad, bad person. And the social worker showed up before the kid ate the cake. Damn social workers. Yeah. DFAC would do
always
that to every time.
Always saving people from those vicious man-eating plants. So off of all that thoughts.
That's a pretty interesting place.
I've got two serial killers.
I'll give it three thumbs up.
Man-eating plant.
I'll give it one thumbs down because it's kind of generic.
I can't wait.
I'm sure it's going to be if it's got a damn man-eating plant.
Well, that's what we injected into it. It's getting better. It's getting better. More crimes up and, you know. Becoming a better place.
Excellent.
All right. So we're done?
Yeah, with that. So, moving on. 4.
It is a video game.
This is what we talked about earlier. Joust.
Yeah, I like that one. I like that one. I always liked it because the movement was always very fluid.
Yeah.
That's why I liked it.
And it's got those warp, you know, like, sides where you go in this, you go on the right side, you come out the left side.
Yeah. I think they ripped that off from Pac-Man.
And,
Miss Pac-Man.
Pitfall.
Yeah, it's an okay game. I'll give it 2 thumbs up. I mean, maybe 1 thumbs down for being so old.
How about the new Doctor Who?
Oh, man.
Did we talk about that yet?
I don't think so.
No, I think so, yeah.
Did you want me to review it?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, it's awesome. It really is. It's really good. It's easier to talk about stuff that sucks, isn't it? Yeah, I like it.
So that's why I said the new Doctor Who.
So man, that's good. You like the old one. If you like the old one, you'll definitely like the new one. But the new characters and stuff. I like the new Doctor.
Yeah.
And I like the new Doctor too. I didn't think I was gonna like the new Doctor because I like the new Doctor. And then he was out of there after the first season.
We have arrived.
Oh great.
Who is we?
Me and Chris.
All right.
Oh, cool.
Hello.
I had a nice nap.
Hi. Nice shirt.
Thanks.
Troy, this is EBA, this is Amber, this is Sir Melvin Pierce.
Okay, we got a mic waiting for
and
you.
This is Stephanie, who can never be on a full podcast, but...
too little of a short attention span.
Too little of a short attention span. Chris?
You can be here like 3 hours.
I am here.
I'm sitting on chocolates again.
That's
almost a quote.
What?
Can I sing my song then?
I'm sitting on chocolates again.
Shake, Sonora. Shake your body.
Four already.
Work, Sonora.
Well, I never really finished Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah. So, finished Doctor Who.
Doctor Who's weird. I like this
We're card. Talking about Doctor Who. Have you seen the new Doctor Who yet?
No, I haven't seen the old Doctor Who much either. Yeah. That's one with the red telephone booth, right?
Close enough. So, yeah, it's really good. Me and
I kicked a cat. That makes me evil.
No, cats are evil, so it's a
new Mr. Whiskers has a new home now.
So is he dead?
No, I took him to...
Jenny's
place. What are those places called?
Projects. Didn't get it.
And I was taking her away from... I was taking Mr. Whiskers away from Jessica. Because Jessica's landlady said she had to pay $300 to have another animal in their house.
Sounds like an animated series.
It is. And Mr. Whiskers was this horrible orange ginger tomcat that keeps coming to my house because Sharon... Like,
oh, yeah. I'm glad you kicked that fucker. Did you kick him hard enough that it like he's been brutal, like morally wounded?
No, but I kicked him into the cat carrier over to Jessica's house.
Why do you not like Mr. Whiskers?
Because
he used to go on to our porch where our last cat was just lying peacefully, not doing anything, come onto our fucking porch and start trying to fight her.
Okay.
And he's like twice her size.
Yep.
Easily. He was
nemesis
a very big
in the neighborhood.
Yeah, and I was like, man, if I could have killed that motherfucker myself, I would have.
But I was at Jess's house, taking him from Jess's house into my car to pack him back up again. And this lady's like, oh, what a beautiful cat. And I'm like, would you like him? And they're like, certainly, we'd love the cat. I'm like, well, this is what you need to do. Take him in the cat carrier to your bathroom, leave him in the bathroom for 3 days with food, water, and a litter box. And then after the 3 days, let him out in the house. And then after a week or two, let her outside. The first thing the woman does when she gets the cat, what does she do?
Eats him.
Let it out of the cage.
Oh.
It goes behind the couch. And goes behind the couch and freaks out because of all the people. Because I swear, each one of those projects houses 10 people instead of one or two like it's supposed to. And there's like a posse of children in each one.
Which project is this?
The ones off Howard Avenue.
Which projects on Heard Avenue?
The only ones that are gated in. Have a little
which gated out. Projects on Heard Avenue?
Right near Olive Grocery Store.
Oh, okay.
Olive Street Grocery Store. Okay. Anyway, I
should
gave
put some
the
mics
cat,
up so people realize that.
I gave the cat to the lady. She immediately let it go, and then I had to go and rescue it from under the couch, put it back in the cage, explain to the woman, I know you want to pet the cat, but you gotta wait 3 days. Let it get used to your place before you do that.
Yeah. And I don't believe in that philosophy. But...
Well, it's just... It works better that way. That's what I do with all my cats.
Yeah, and your cats are real.
Let's play a
like
song.
Luke, no trauma there.
What's a Christmas song?
Come, they called me
the special book room.
The rarest books to see,
librarians too.
Kept under lock and key
in terrible gloom.
To save man's sanity,
it's pointless, we're doomed. Thoroughly doomed, utterly doomed.
Necronomicon,
the first I exhumed
from the book room. Book of Ebon,
so frightfully old.
Vermis mysterious,
a sight to behold.
The monsters and their kind,
with edges of gold,
would make me lose my mind.
All covered with mold, fungus and mold, poisonous mold.
Vita Balazif,
its horrors untold.
Still I am bold. King in yellow
left me feeling.
The Pawnapay scriptures
I'd stay away from.
And then the golden bough,
my brain had gone numb.
I read them all out loud.
Well, that was quite dumb. Terribly dumb. Fatally dumb.
Freed the great old ones,
mankind will succumb.
What have I done?
What have you done?
Thank you.
and that was Mannheim Steamroller with Angels Who Run High.
Cool.
That's one of my favorite songs.
Really?
Mine too. It's on my top 10,000.
You're a big Mannheim fan.
Eight.
Idea or concept? So any, if you, whoever figure, thinks of one first.
Aestheticism.
Just like aesthetics in general? Just
yeah.
Like, yeah.
There's a really cool. good book called Masters of Aestheticism, I think, or Schools of Thought of Aestheticism.
Well, I don't know where it's near. And it talks Masters about, of the Universe.
It talks about Nietzsche and how in his early his philosophical career.
Nietzsche.
He was dedicated to beauty and life before he got syphilis and, you know, eventually died.
Became a Nazi.
Wow. Actually, he wasn't a Nazi.
I'm just kidding. Probably didn't exist.
Aesthetics, yeah. Beauty.
Well,
what do people find beautiful in life?
I am an artist, so I do kind of have to think about that every once in a while. So,
do you find, as far as painting or drawing a human form, would you rather go for something that is more of a stick figure or more Rubenesque?
I'd rather go for something that's more naked.
Well, naked, yes.
Big leaves.
But Rubenesque. Well, what define Rubenesque?
A larger woman.
That one of those sandwiches where it's got like cold
dipping sauce.
Yeah.
A woman with sauerkraut on it.
Mmm.
Ew.
That just doesn't make any sense at all. You're a crazy person.
No, I'm the crazy person.
I'm just fucking with your man's school.
I'm the crazy person. Isn't that a great shirt? Anthrax rules.
Anthrax does rule. Name five songs by Anthrax.
I don't know five songs by Anthrax.
Name one song by Anthrax.
I like Anthrax.
I can't do that.
I like to eat it.
I like to put it in envelopes
Anthrax
and send it to people.
Powder. Yum, yum.
It's probably a good
work. Yeah, yeah, Anthrax is good.
You know, we wouldn't have Anthrax if it weren't for the Nazis.
Doesn't it occur in nature?
Something like that.
Is it a spore?
Speaking of spore.
Yeah, let's not
kidding.
Talk about that.
Just kidding.
Splendorific. Splendorific.
So,
yeah, five thumbs up to aesthetics.
Lay down.
Nah.
10. Oh, wild card.
Yeah, that's the wild card. Whoever wants to choose something.
Just name something from the review.
Pets in general.
I want a snake, and I want a chinchilla, and I want to see what they do when they're in the same cage together.
I want a big fish tank with fish in live prey, so I can have friends come over and say, did you feed the fish yet? Did you feed the fish yet? Did you feed the fish yet?
Do they do that?
And then feed them fingers.
Yes. I had that happen to me a lot. I had a tank with needle nose gars. I want a big tank with a bunch of Oscars in it, because the Oscars were
so bad tempered though.
They actually react to humans though. You can put your finger on the tank and they will follow you.
As long as you can get some food, any fish does that.
My fish.
They'll just stand there and stare. Like, I've had one stand there, just sit there right in the front of the tank and stare at me until I start moving my finger back.
Put with Jessica. Put the fish there. Yeah.
But I want one of my own. I want to see how big, how, if I get a big 55-gallon tank,
I couldn't reach him, so.
How big I could grow an Oscar to be. Because I've seen
those
suckers.
They're so bad-tempered.
I know, but that's what makes them cool.
So what was our first review? Anybody have any ideas?
Anthrax.
Yeah.
The band?
Yeah, why not?
Or the...
Whatever comes to
mind. Rush! I hate Rush.
Rush Limbaugh?
No, Rush. The band, Rush. I don't like Rush Limbaugh either.
Oh.
Yeah,
Rush
Limbaugh.
You sound like such a Democrat.
Rush Limbaugh and Nazis.
I am a Democrat, damn it!
I guess I'm reviewing Rush, because...
Reviewing Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah. I'm going to say four thumbs down on Rush. He ain't no Hitler. But... Are we done?
Mouth organ.
Are we done with Mildred Reviews the World? It seems like we are.
Sure.
We are. Okay.
We are. Yeah. And we're gonna play some more Christmas music. So.
Good Wenceslas. Good King Wenceslas, look out on the feast of Stephen.
Adventurous podcast number 26. I had a good time. Did you have a good time?
I had a great time. Thank you.
Yeah. Did you have a good time, guys?
Yeah.
Just showed up.
The little while that we were here was quite amusing.
Oh, great. So thanks to Amber, Chris, and Faisal for joining us.
Cool.
Any shout outs?
My mother is the evil witch queen goddess of the universe.
So shout out to Faisal's mother. Shout out to Goatsy.
Oh, God.
They belong together.
No!
Hey, which one was the bigger asshole?
My mother.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, God, you're never going to get this image out of your brain again.
No, I'm never going to get the goat to him.
All right, I'm out of here.
Santa. Shout out to Santa, yeah. And the elves.
I'm sure you will.
Rudolph.
Father time.
Blitzen, Comet.
He wants me to give a shout out to all my sins. I love him very much. Or because of me, they exist. Because I am the goddess.
She is the goddess. And she plays that game.
I am the goddess. I control their every move.
They do that quite often.
Yeah, yeah. I make sure they get laid on a regular basis.
No, I mean like with a chainsaw.
Slowly, with a spork.
With a spork?
You have to download that mod.
Yeah.
Sport mod. Podcast.shapelessmass.com, myspace.com/shapelessmasscast.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
And Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Zagmuk.
And don't forget to ring a bell, because every time a bell rings,
an angel gets its wings.
Let's escape.
That's a dirty bot.
Creep is the adult diaper rash creep.
Like really loud.
Really loud. Like.